Detroit Worldwide. Hopefully you've been having a wonderful week going into the weekend. Two episodes for you going into the weekend. My next weekend will encompass Punk Rock Bowling. I will be heading there. I mean, it's close for me, but it's great to see all the people that do travel in much further than I. For me, it's about a six-hour drive, about an hour flight, if even that. So great for me. Got to catch up with old Punk Chris there. Come find us. I'm going to have some shirts for the podcast, the radio. Hopefully the radio ones, the shirts will be ready. But I already have the podcast shirts. So come find us. We'll have some poker chips and all kinds of other fun stuff. Commemorative poker chips, that is. I don't actually have real money to give you. And if you try to use those at any of the casinos, I'm sure you'll get in trouble before you'll get anything else. So come find us. Hopefully we'll see you at some of the shows and such. I'm going to go over what we're going to be doing, what I'm excited to check out for the preview. So let's get into it. This episode, part one here, is going to focus on the main festival. So what will be happening on Saturday the 25th, Sunday the 26th, Monday the 27th at the main venue. On the next one, and it'll be at the DLVEC again this year. Wasn't last year. They on the other side of Fremont Street last year. And from what I hear, that's where it used to be. I've been going since 2017, all of them since 2017. So prior to that, I don't know. But happy to get to go. They're always bringing in bands I do like. And what I'm about to go over on this episode, again, the next one covering the pool parties, club shows, and so forth. And I'll hopefully be able to come up with a few of the club parties, the unofficial club parties, because they bring in a lot of cool bands for those ones as well. So we're going to start with Saturday, Saturday the 25th. We're going to play some music from some of the bands that I'm either interested in. So on Punk Rock Bowling's website, they do have, like, you can select each day's lineup. And they have two different stages going. They'll have the PRB main stage and then the street party stage, which hopefully is a better navigation to get there. It's like a funnel of trying to get back and forth. You definitely miss because the bands are right up to when the next band goes for the most part. It seems like they have a few less bands, so maybe they're trying to give a little bit more time for that, but still walking back and forth it's kind of tough as opposed to last year at the venue. It's kind of more of like a look left, look right. You can look left, look right. Really don't have to move if you didn't want to. But I'm excited to go check out all the merch. They do bring in a lot of great vendors. And I'm excited to check those out, meet a lot of people, see a lot of people that I already do know, and it's a great place to see them because I need to get out more, but not too many people, for that matter, are coming here to Salt Lake. But if you do, let me know. Let's meet up. Anyway, we're going to kick it off. The show starts at 2:30. Katie Overby and The Backlash. They'll be going 2:30 to 2:50. So, you know, the early bands only get 20-minute sets. And then slowly but surely, they kind of expand on what they're doing. And that's on the street party stage. That's where it kicks off. Then you get a bounce over to the main stage for the band Twist Off, who will be performing 2:55 to 3:20. So we just went from a 20-minute set to a 25-minute set. And this band, Twist Off, formerly known as White Noise, they're out of Las Vegas. Again, I was getting at they include on one of the portions there on the website, like a music video or something you can check out. And so that's what I did this time around because there are a lot of bands I'm unfamiliar with. And in previous years, I've come across several bands first time there that I've really enjoyed. And this time there are a lot of bands on the lineup for the main festival that I was unfamiliar with. Realistically, and I hate to say it, but listening to a lot of the music, at least, you know, a portion of a track that they decided to highlight the band with, and not super pleased. This is probably going to go, in since 2017, my least favorite Punk Rock Bowling. But still, several bands that I am interested in checking out, including this one. I want to go see Twist Off. If you want to follow them, they're on Instagram at Twist Off LV. I didn't look it up. Maybe they're on Facebook with under White Noise, because, again, they were formerly known as White Noise. But the band, their most recent release that I've seen, and some of these bands might be releasing stuff in the next week. I didn't have a chance to check out all of the bands and make sure, because some of the tracks that we'll be playing are going to be a little bit older. But this one, January 19th of 24, the single Scam Machine, some cool artwork that goes with it. Let's get to some music. Enough of me talking. Here's Twist Off with Scam Machine. Say what's right, the real community. He's a sucker, yeah, he's a sucker.
something's wrong. Don't take much strength to pull the trigger, but try and get up every morning, day after day, and work for a living. Let's see him try that. Then we'll see who's the real tough guy. The working man's the tough guy. Your father's the tough guy.
I'm excited to get that festival kicked off with Twist Off. Again, that track, Scam Machine, they're out of Vegas. Not too far of a travel for them, but a lot of people traveling in, so catch them while you can, because I'm sure there's people coming from all over, and you're probably not always going to get to see a Las Vegas band unless you're going to Las Vegas, of course. Next up, we're going to bounce back to that street party stage for Iron Roses. They'll be going 325 to 350. And then 355 to 430, Bad Cop, Bad Cop. I think, you know, people that I've had conversations with about Punk Rock Bowling previously, it seems like there's quite a few, especially the headliners, but there's a handful of bands that I swear it seems like every other year they bring them in. And probably for good reason. You know, a lot of these bands that I refer to are California-based or Arizona, Las Vegas even. Pretty easy, you know, less... you know, people don't have to schedule tours around them. But some of these bands that we will get to definitely are doing that. But some are, this is kind of a one-off thing for them. So anyway, that's what I was getting at with Bad Cop, Bad Cop. They I've seen them, seems like every other punk rock bowling, I'd have to go back and look to verify, but I've seen them quite a few times. So they'll be on the main stage this time, 355 to 430. And then after that, back over to that street party stage, we'll get Teen Mortgage doing 25 minutes as well, 4:35 to 5 o'clock. Looking forward to this band. They're from Washington, D.C., some of the bands. So I listened to the stuff first and decided, all right, what are the bands I'm actually excited to check out? And it's just by coincidence. And we're going in order. And also coincidentally, the newest release from Teen Mortgage was the self-titled Teen Mortgage. It also came out on January 19th, just like Twist Off. I don't know if they planned that. Didn't look too much more into it. Just had to verify, like, do I have this right or am I confusing with the other one? But if you want to go follow them yourself, Facebook at Teen Mortgage and on Instagram, Teen_Mortgage. From this Washington, D.C. based band, let's go to a track off there. Self-titled release there. It's called Tuning In.
Tell them all the same. Tell them all of us to keep our rates in a way. From a million as it costs.
Mortgage tuning in. I am looking forward to that band. They have a cool sound. I dig it. Next, we are going to bounce from that street party stage for a 5:05 start time of the Scottolites. Yeah, the Scottolites. So I'm familiar with the band, heard several people talk about them before. I don't know that we've played them before. Just one of those bands that, you know, there's some of those, the older two-tone ska that I just didn't get into for whatever reason, you know. I'm just listening to what I listen to, just as everybody does. And there's so much stuff, it's hard to get to all of it. But on this instance, I saw them there, and I'm like, cool, I wanted to check them out. I've heard about the band a lot. I know I've heard some songs here and there, just don't really know too much. Well, they formed in 1964, pretty much before just about any other punk band out there. So that's amazing that they're still going. That's fantastic. Originally from Kingston, Jamaica. They have a history for sure. You can definitely follow them on their social medias at Scottolites on both Instagram and Facebook, and that's Skatalites. In 1987, they put out a release called Stretching Out. I mean, with the discography that they had, I tried to pick something I thought would sound like something I imagined they would play at this festival. Though, again, they are playing a 40-minute set, so we are extending, you know, a little bit more than where the set times were previously. But we're kind of getting into some bands that have been around a little bit longer. A lot of the bands that I've mentioned so far, relatively newer bands. Most of the bands for the rest of the Saturday have definitely been around longer, more longer, you know, bigger discographies and so forth. So let's get to a track from Scottolites off of Stretching Out. It's called Big Trombone.
There was a man, he stood alone, clutching in his hands a wailing trombone. Too many fans, he was the best. Through the many years, he passed all the tests. Yeah. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Well, nobody else, Lord, he stood alone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else did it on his own. Well, who can forget the man in the street with the Scottolites, a musical treat? This music complete and the many fans who rock to the beat. Yes, Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Well, nobody else, Lord, he stood alone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else did it on his own. Go you! Pulsating beat and the fun we had with music complete. Sing it now. Dan Drummond was the man with the trombone. Nobody else thought he stood alone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else did it on his own. Oh, Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. All right. Scatterlights live.
Scatterlights. Good stuff there. Big Trombone. I think that would probably be a pretty fun one to see them perform live. Again, if they've been there before, I missed it. I know I've seen the name, but I think they've been on like the club shows or something like that. Let's get back to it, though. We're going to bounce from the main stage where they wrap up at 5:45. And at 5:50 to 6:20, the band 999. Emergency. They are going to be performing over on the street stage. I don't think I've seen them. I think they might have been there before. At the, you know, all these times I've been to Punk Rock Bowling, I think I would remember. But I'm definitely excited to see these guys from London. Originally formed in 76. Played a handful of tracks previously. We're going to play one off of Separates that came out in 1993. They do have a Facebook page. It appears that it's theirs. I didn't see an Instagram page, but it's at 999. The number's 999. And it looked like it would be official, but it's O-F-F-I-C-A-L instead of C-I-A-L. So, official. So, you know, usually when there's a typo, it's like, don't click on that email. Don't select any of those links, anything like that, you know. But it appears that that is the one. So, I don't know. They're based out of London, though, so I'm excited that they are going to be here doing a 40-minute set. Obviously, there's some tracks that I want to hear, and having them play this one would be great as well. It's Let's Face It off of Separate.
He is alone, and it seems that no one wants to know. He calls her up, and she just tells him where to go. No is no answer, so he'll try. Let's face it now. Let's face it. The boy can't make it with girls. Let's face it. The boy can't make it with girls. Maybe he can help himself, but he'd like to make her cry. He's not responsible, but no one wonders why. That she can't forget it. Let's face it. Let's face it now. Let's face it. Let's face it now. Let's face it. Let's face it now. Let's face it. The boy can make it with girls. Let's face it. The boy can make it with girls. Let's face it. Let's face it now. Let's face it. Let's face it now. Let's face it. Let's face it. Let's face it now. Let's Let's face it now. Let's face it. Let's face it now. Let's face it.
The boy can't make it with girls.
Let's face it. Let's face it. Let's face it.
The boy can't make it with girls.
Let's face it. Let's face it. Let's face it.
The boy can't make it with girls.
Let's face it.
That's some classic stuff there from 999. I think I said like 1993. And as I was saying that, I thought, that is not right. Where did I get that shit? That was their first album, Separates, that came out in 1978. So, yeah, my bad. I don't know where I got that from. Let's move on. We are going to be going. So, again, they were on that second stage, the street party stage. They played till 6:20. Move back over to the main stage. You got Lagwagon coming on at 6:25 to 7:05. Haven't seen them since probably the 90s, I'm going to guess. You know, like Warped Tour and such. And then we're going to bounce back to the street party stage for Madball. Looking forward to some Madball. They also are doing a club show. A lot of the bands here doing a club show on an opposite night that they're going to be playing the main show. And I really enjoyed that last year, catching two different sets from Anti-Hero. So looking forward to doing the same with some of these bands. Madball 7:10 to 7:40. I am looking forward to. I might even just camp out on that stage after Scottalites is over. And maybe you'll know why, for me personally anyway, once we resume the rest. But let's get to that. We're going to play some Madball off of Legacy. We just recently played some Madball a couple episodes back, like beginning of last week, so about a week and a half ago. Played some Madball, but that was off of their NYHC EP when we were doing some New York stuff, some of my favorite classic New York bands. So now we're going to get to something newer from them, not completely new, as Legacy came out in 2005, but I love that album. It's fantastic. The band started in 88, give you a little perspective of where we're at in their discography anyway. At Madball NYC on both Instagram and on Facebook, let's get to a track from Legacy. Hadn't played the title track yet off of there on either of the shows, so let's do it. Here's Legacy.
When it comes to this, I stay true to the game. And when the face misery, blind in integrity, handed down by our brothers. This is our legacy.
Madball's always awesome to watch live, so excited to see them for sure. We're going to bounce from that street party stage when they're done at 7:40 back to the main stage for Billy Bragg, going from 7:45 to 8:30. So we're now at, you know, just past the Madball. Even only has 30 minutes, which is kind of crazy. We had some 40-minute sets there, and Madball's going to get 30, but maybe because they're doing a club show. Billy Bragg's going to get 45 minutes to 8:30. Bounce back to that street party stage for the finale of the street party stage for the night, 8:35 to 9:10. That's probably playing their whole discography. Just kidding. It's Gorilla Biscuits. Love that band. Looking forward to seeing them play again. We just played them as well on that same episode I was talking about with Madball. But I'm excited to see both those bands. On that episode, we played something off of their first album, Gorilla Biscuits. Well, we're going to bounce back to start today and play something that I haven't played off of it. Start Today came out a year after that, 1989. So excited that they'll be there. Gorilla Biscuits on Instagram if you want to follow them. Two great NYC bands here. Off of Start Today, we are going to check out the track Things We Say. Here we go with Gorilla Biscuits.
Here we got a place that'll be for you. Well, when the baby gets up, don't bring a joke. You might not be so funny, but leave the dumbest thing here before you open up your mouth. I can't believe the things we say. Cutting words, you ruin days. I can't believe the things we say. Now I wish I hadn't spoken. Can't you learn to take a fucking joke? We say things we don't mean. We're friends on the stand. Respect and humor, let me go at it. A joke to you might not be so funny, but leave the dumbest thing here before you open up your mouth. I can't believe the things we say. Cutting words, you ruin days. I can't believe. Now I wish I hadn't spoken. Can't you learn to take a fucking joke? But no one's laughing. I wish that I could crack a smile, but I can't. I know he's such a fucking jerk, but jokes are too. And I'm not that cool, and I can laugh. I see conscience happen to me, and I think I was an asshole when I said what I said. It's just a sick sense of humor, all found in my head. And that's wrong. And we know it.
Send your friends for friendship's sake.
Let's give it a break. I can't believe
it. After the things we say,
cutting words, moving days. I can't believe
it. After the things we say.
Great stuff, Gorilla Biscuits. I'm looking forward to seeing them. Like I said, they'll round up the day there, and then the end of the show on the main stage will be Descendants, 9:15 to 10:15. Play an hour. I've seen the Descendants there like every other year. They come to Salt Lake as well, and I enjoy seeing them, but they haven't come out with a lot of new material, so that's my critique on a lot of these bands that are these classic bands, but they're like California bands and such, and so you end up seeing them there a lot. When they're not coming out with new material, unless they're doing like Agnostic Front is and they're playing Victim in Pain in its entirety, but it's like I watched them do that before and the album was like 25 minutes that they played or something like that, 30 minutes. And so they played a bunch of other great stuff too. But unless they're doing something like that, it tends to feel like the same sets that I've seen. And when they're going to be here or you see them here, it's like, all right, do I care much about this one? And the reason why I say that is, you know, as we get older, I'm getting older. I find myself at those festivals when you're out in the sun all day long, it's hard, and you start having to pick and choose when you're sitting down, when you're trying to get close, those type of things, when you're really paying attention, when you're going to go check out the merch, because when you're walking back and forth 5 minutes in between, if you're there to see every single band, entire sets, you're not going to have any time for the restroom, no time to eat, no time to sit, no time for any of that. So you start to pick and choose, and that's why, you know, doing this preview. And I don't recommend it, you know, if you're going to listen to what I'm hearing and then being like, oh, I'm only going to do what he's doing. That's definitely not the point. My point is these are some things that I'm excited about, but covering all of them, I recommend if you're heading there or curious yourself, just go over to the punkrockbowling.com and then, you know, select on the events and the festival bands, and you can check it out for yourself just the same way I did. But we got to get on with the episode. We're going to get to playing some more of the bands here in just a moment. To start the next day, again, the club shows would be right after that, and then before you would head over, you would be doing the pool parties, potentially, and the Saturday pool party with Homefront is the one that I'm interested in. So I think the other ones, no offense to the lineups, but I probably am going to rest as opposed to do that. So to kick off Saturday, Sunday the 26th, Muertos Heist are going to be playing. They're doing the 235 to 250 slot on the street party stage. Ed, I was excited to check them out. They're also out of Vegas at Muertos Heist on Facebook and at Muertos Heist also on Instagram. Off their EP Muertos Heist that came out April 8th of 2020. It has been a few years. Maybe they're going to be coming out with some more stuff. Maybe they'll be released at the festival. I don't know. Some of the bands do those kind of things, but I don't know. Not yet. Go check them out on their social medias, and you can find out. Killer Clowns is a track that we are going to play from them off that. So let's get to it. More music. Here goes.
Payasos asesinos que matan sin vergüenza animales inocentes que hoy están en decadencia. Destruyen familias, destruyen hogares, patas sin piedad de sus pobres animales. Un monstruo se esconde detrás de ese disfraz y el asesino preparado para matar. Si nada de esto te parece libertad, gracias a las huellas de su falso comercial.
Music there, Muertos Heist. I know my pal, my PIC while we're there, old host there of the SLC Punkcast, Punk Chris, he's going to dig that band. That's definitely his style, and I like it. I'm looking forward to them as well. They're kicking off the day, like I said. After that, you bounce over to the main stage, 255 on Saturday to 320. You get the LA Slumlords. Back over to the street party stage, you get Catbite. Looking forward to Catbite, cool band there out of Philly. I think they definitely on Saturday, I think they tend to, when they can, kind of group some similar styles together. I mean, some of these bands probably could have been with the headliners on Monday, but either way, still cool lineups, and I dig Catbite. I'm excited to check them out from Philly. They're on Bad Time Records. They're at Catbite Band on Instagram and Facebook. Also an April release, but just this past April, April 20th of 2024, they released Nice One Deluxe. I think I couldn't tell if it's like a deluxe version of Nice One, but that's the only way I could see it stylized was Nice One hyphen Deluxe. So either way, you know what to look for. There's a lot of tracks on there to check out. We're going to check out one right now together, Call Your Bluff. Here is Catbite. I dig it. I think they got a cool sound. Looking forward to watching them play live. Again, they're from Philly, too. So for me, when I was talking about some of the people who were traveling from maybe farther distances, checking out a band from Vegas, really cool. If you're coming from the East Coast, which I know some people who are, you probably get to see Catbite a little more often. So maybe less excited to see them than me because you get to see them more often than I. Anyway, let's get to this. We're going to go from that 350 spot when Catbite ends to the next stage over, the main stage, NIIS. 355 to 430 is when they play. I'm pretty excited to check out that band, who are based out of L.A. February 9th of this year, they put out Crazy, which is a single, and the band is found at niis.losangeles, so check them out there. Let's check out that track from the band, Crazy. It's a single. I think they released one other single around that time, but I preferred this one over the other one. So here we go.
Talk about me, and all the things you hate about me.
if I'm pronouncing that right. I mean, I'm just kind of spelling it out because N-I-I-S, I don't know, is that Niz, Knees, Nyes? I don't know. But N-I-I-S from L.A., Crazy Was the single. Looking forward to checking them out. Again, I constantly, when we talk about festivals and such, you show up early because you never know what you might miss. But if you get a chance and you know ahead of time, I don't know. I would say this the Sunday because I definitely want to check out the first three bands that are on the Street Party stage, plus NIIS is in between the second and third band on that stage. As NIIS wraps up at 4:30, we bounce back over to that Street Party stage for the band Cosmic Psychos, not even the only Australian band that'll be playing on that day on that stage, but they are the first one, at least that we're going to cover. They're from Melbourne, Australia. They originally formed back in the mid-80s. I didn't even know about them. They have a documentary film about the band called Blokes You Can Trust, which I am definitely going to check that out. Definitely interested in documentaries. This band's already intriguing to me. That documentary came out 11 years ago, 2013. So go check it out. Once I do, I'll report back to you. Might be after the festival. Got a lot of stuff coming up trying to do in preparation for it and these shows and POW Radio. But Cosmic Psychos put out Mountain of Piss. I think it was their most recent release. It came out July 9th of 2021. They are at Cosmic Psychos on both Instagram and Facebook. A lot of their tracks seem to be pretty tongue-in-cheek, kind of funny shit. So I just said, let's go with it. Here's a track off of Mountain of Piss called Dunny Seat.
Bones have turned to chalk and I'm failing.
it appears they left the dunny seat up. Cosmic Psychos. Looking forward to checking them out. Coming all the way from Australia. Awesome. Good stuff. We're going to bounce from that stage that they're on, the Street Party stage. They end at 5. Go back over to the main stage for Destroy Boys playing a 40-minute set, 505 to 545. And then back over to the Street Party stage, 550 to 620 for Snooper. I think Snooper's doing one of the pool party shows, if I'm not mistaken, too. But again, we'll cover the club shows and pool party shows and such on part two. Then we're going to head back from, because they wrap up at 620, over to Subhumans, who are at 625 to 705 over on the main stage. Always happy to check out Subhumans. I think the last time I might have seen them since at Punk Rock Bowling, but it feels like at Rock the Ship back in 2019 over there in Oakland, Pirates Press thing they put on. Feels like it was there that I saw them last, and they were great, so happy to check them out. The track that we are going to check out from them comes off of Crisis Point, because played some stuff off some of their older releases. I really like that new release, 2019 newer release anyway, Crisis Point. The band's from Warminster and Wiltshire in England. They did form in 80, broke up in 86, but reformed in 98. If you want to go follow them on social media, it's at Official Subhumans on Facebook and at Subhumans UK on Instagram. I'm excited to check them out again. They will be on the main stage. The track that we are going to play from the band is called Follow the Leader. So here goes. Truth to that, and in so many places, that's what they want you to do. And when I say they, just about you point a finger some direction, and that's probably who they are. Next up, though, enough of that, right? But we're here for Punk Rock Bowling. Subhumans are going to wrap up at 7:05 on the main stage, and then we bounce back to the Street Party stage for Starcrawler going 7:20, 7:40. Then we'll take it to Rocket from the Crypt on the main stage. They have a 45-minute set going from 7:45 to 8:30. Bring us to the final band of the Street Party stage, and that'll be Band doing, it looks like, what are they? They're only doing a 30-minute, 35-minute set. It's the Chats. Like I said, a second band coming from Australia. This one from the Sunshine Coast in Australia. I like the Chats. I'm looking forward to seeing them again. They've been to Punk Rock Bowling before. They definitely come to the States more than a lot of other Australian bands, you know, around right now anyway. So for whatever reason, I'm glad they do. Maybe it's popularity. Maybe their ticket sales. I don't know. Don't know what to tell you, but happy they do. The Chats put out Get Fucked. I think that was their last release even. So coming up on 2 years ago, August 9th of 2022, I'm going to play something we hadn't played previously. But first, if you want to follow them, they're at The Chats Band on Facebook and at The Chats Love Beer on Instagram. Pretty easy to remember there, huh? Track that we haven't played before. Seems fitting for something like this. Maybe wrap up the evening. I don't know for them. But the track is called I've Been Drunk in Every Pub in Brisbane. Here we go with The Chats. Chats, I've been drunk in every pub in Brisbane. I'm looking forward to them. They are a lot of fun. We're going to then go wrap up the night on the, it's Sunday the 26th, that is. Over on the main stage with Devo, they're going 9:15 to 10:15 again. The club shows start typically around 10:30, so get a few minutes. If you haven't been Punk Rock Bowling, there are, shit, I don't know, 10 plus venues at least, but they're all in pretty short walking distance. The only thing is, it's like you got to get out in the herd of people because there are thousands of people at the main stages, and then you got to go wait in lines to get into those other venues. So what you tend to start doing, or at least me, is those headliners, you know, especially because so many headliners, and I, in the last few years, have been against the encore. The encores, I believe, should be designated, like if you're in your hometown, if the crowd is legitimately cheering. You shouldn't have it pre-planned where you walk off the fucking stage, let everybody sit and wait because you know it's, you know, the house lights aren't coming up yet. So, oh, they're coming back and then they're going to perform their couple tracks. It shouldn't be that. Include those couple tracks in your main show unless you, like, again, it's like a last show for the band or it is a hometown crowd or the crowd is going so bananas. Nobody's fucking going anywhere. The end, last show of the evening. And then it's like, hey, well, we have these other couple tracks that we practiced that weren't actually part of the set. But you know what? We are going to come out and play those tracks for you because the crowd really wants it. Not this pre-planned bullshit where you walk off the fucking stage and then walk back on the stage. So anyway, the point of that is can't stick around for those. Most of the club shows that I choose to go to, a lot of them the first bands are bands I want to see. And when I have stuck around too long to watch the headliner of the main venue, then I tend to miss. So I definitely want to see Devo, but if I know right now that because I'm going to club shows on, oh, actually Sunday night. I'm going on Friday, Saturday, maybe Monday. We'll get to that on the next episode, but I don't know if I have anything planned for Sunday. And it's tough, man, going from pool party to main stage to club show, go to sleep, wake up, trying to eat and do all that shit. It's tough to do, so you got to pick and choose. Anyway, that's Devo. We're going to bounce to the last day. We're going to get wrapping this episode up. Monday, May 27th, it wraps it all up. There are no shows that I know of anyway. I mean, most people are leaving either Monday or, in my case, Chris's case, we're going to be leaving Tuesday because we want to attend and view things on Monday. Last stuff for the main stage, which is Memorial Day. We get there, and it starts a little later. They must have dropped somebody because they are starting a little bit later. They're starting on the main stage instead of the street party stage. But anyway, Doll Riot, 255 to 320. Bounce over to street party stage for Kate Clover, 325 to 350. Then Vile on the main stage, 355 to 430. Back over to the other stage, the street party stage, Die Spitz, 435 to 5 o'clock. And then, that's probably when I'm getting there. Yeah, I did check, and there's a lot of bands that, I checked these bands out. I listened to their stuff. I may or may not be sleeping in that day. I don't know. But the English Beat, also known as The Beat, 505 to 545 over on the main stage on Monday. I'm looking forward to this one. Great band. They formed way back in 78. Off their first album, I Just Can't Stop, Mirror in the Bathroom. I don't think we've played the English Beat before, a.k.a. The Beat. They got called that because there was a band called The Beat of some sort here in the U.S., and so in the U.S., they became known as the English Beat. So Mirror in the Bathroom, I know most people play that. I'm going to play one of their tracks that was probably played a lot more on the New Wave channels than on the punk channels. The ska channels, whatever. We'll get to that track in just a second. Came off the third album, which is Special Beat Service. Came out in 82. Band started in 78. English Beat Fans is where you'll find them on Facebook. That looks like their official page. It's called English Beat Fans. And at the English Beat over on Instagram. So check them out and follow them on those. Again, we're not doing Mirror in the Bathroom. This band from Birmingham, we are going to be playing Save It for Later. I really do enjoy this track. Like I said, probably had more traction on the New Wave channels, but I was listening to the New Wave channels too, so here goes, Save It for Later.
Just hold my hand while I come to a decision.
Yeah, I hope they play that one. Again, I don't know if that's as big of a hit in the punk scene. The guys going to check out the ska bands and such, but I dig it. Save it for later. That's the English beat. Then we're going to head, because they wrap up 5:45 on the main stage. We will go over to the street part stage, for Bratmobile. They'll be 5:50 to 6:20. Then back over to the main stage for Stiff Little Fingers. So I think I was alluding to earlier, like some stages on some days, I might be spending more time on day one. There's a couple bands I'll probably catch early on over on the main stage, but I'll probably hang out a lot more, especially at the end of the day, over at the street party stage. And then on day two, it's kind of a little bit of a mix, but mostly, early on, I'll definitely be on the early the street party stage and kind of make my way over. Definitely want to see Subhumans and Devo, NIS. So it's kind of a mix over there on Sunday, but on Monday, I'll be honest, I will probably stick with, watch from a distance the street party stage, but be mostly at the main stage. So Stiff Little Fingers will be doing 6:25 to 7:05. They got a 40-minute set. Stiff Little Fingers was just in Salt Lake a couple days ago. I knew I'd be seeing them upcoming, so I opted to go to that one instead of checking them out when they were here. But I hope they had a great crowd here in Salt Lake, originally from Belfast, formed in 77. We played Suspect Device and Alternative Ulster and a lot of these other classic tracks here, so we're going to play something else, which we'll get to here in just a moment. At Stiff Little Fingers on Facebook and at Jake Burns, at Jake Burns, NUFC. There you go. So go check them out on those if you want to follow them on social medias. In 1979, they put out a single called Straw Dogs. Well, there's a B-side to that single. Yeah, we're getting deep on this one. We're going to play that one. I thought it's a great track. I dig it, so we'll see what you think. You can't say crap on the radio. Well, this ain't the radio, man. So here goes. You can't say crap on the radio for Stiff Little Fingers.
Okay.
Can't Say Crap on the Radio. Great stuff. Stiffle Fingers. Maybe you've heard it. I don't know. But I do love playing that classic punk rock and roll. I know I've been talking about it. Music still streams on Pow Radio all the time. I'm working out to get the app over on iTunes as well. Right now it's on Android. I will be broadcasting, which will be 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, so 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. I think it's like 5 p.m. Central European Time, so it would be like 4 p.m. in the U.K. So on your drive home over there in Europe, maybe. Lunch break on the East Coast, driving to work on the West Coast. And I'll be doing Throwback Thursdays every Thursday for that hour. Plus, after that hour, we'll be doing, and maybe before, depends on what people want to hear them, but we're doing those throwback interviews that we've got from the last 7 years over on SLC Punkcast. I'm going to be doing a lot of those interviews, even include some of the interviews. We've had a couple included here on Punkanoia Worldwide, but typically the punk interviews I have going on over on SLC Punkcast. So, anyway, I love that classic punk sound. Going to be dedicating one day a week to doing that, and we are going to be playing some more here in a moment, but we're going to finish round this up. Stiff Little Fingers end at 7:05. Head over to the Street Party stage for Scowl, 7:10 to 7:40. Then back to the main stage for Gogo Bordello, second to last on that stage, 7:45 to 8:30. Looking forward to some Gypsy Punk. Haven't seen Gogo Bordello yet. Super excited. Definitely be watching that performance. Lower East Side of Manhattan is where Gogo Bordello is based out of. Some great Gypsy Punk that formed in 1999. At Gogo Bordello on both Instagram and Facebook. The album Pure Vita Conspiracy came out January 23rd of 2013. And we're going to be playing a track called My Gypsy Autopilot. But I've also seen it stylized as, or I think it's just Gypsy Autopilot rather. But I've seen it stylized as My Gypsy Gonzo Auto Beatnik Turbo Pilot. But a lot of those other words that weren't a part of that Gypsy Autopilot crossed out. I don't know. Either way, I like the track. I've played some other cool ones from the band before. Haven't played this one. Let's get to it. We got to get wrapping up the show with some Gogo Bordello.
I came back to my hometown incognito to forget about it all. Suddenly I heard, hey there, papito,
pito, pito.
You don't ever give a call. Said to me, drunk girl, policeman. Now where have you been all my life? I've been skipping school since then. Yeah, I've been watching trains swiftly rolling by. I've been jumping them without long goodbyes. To uncover rules of life and how to break them well. And a key to my gypsy autopilot and my story to tell. So we ran to outskirts of our town, to the working man dance hall, where all night we played. Yano, 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 off the chairs about to fall. Then we climbed the ladder to the attic, where once I showed her my first song. Above the street were all them crazy dreamers, still talking nonsense all night long. Hey, whoa, 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 nonsense all night long. Trains swiftly rolling by. I've been chopping them without long goodbyes. To uncover rules of life and how to break them well. And a key to my gypsy autopilot and my story to tell. we cry and we recited sacred texts, and we wrote and we fell, and then we said, okay, what's next? But if you keep on watching trains swiftly rolling by, one day you will be gone without long goodbyes. To uncover rules of life and how to break them well, and a key to your guns, a turbo gypsy, out of pilot, and your story to tell, story to tell.
Yeah, I'm super excited to watch Gogo Bordello. Big fan of Christoph and Crazy and the Brains, who appears to be quite good friends with Gogo Bordello and always doing some sort of shit together. You know, they both are in the same general vicinity, so when you're doing local shows, could definitely be there together. So I'm always really excited to see what Gogo Bordello's doing, what Christoph's doing. And I'm super excited to get to see the band Gogo Bordello play. So that one will be fun. As soon as they get finished, Quicksand will be 8:35 to 9:10, wrapping up the street party stage for the weekend. And finally, on the main stage, wrapping up the weekend, though there will be some club shows after. We'll talk more about those on the next part. It's going to be madness. It will be madness. Madness for madness, 9:15 to 10:15. We're going to wrap this episode up. Let's play some madness. It Must Be Love, another one of those tracks. I don't know, maybe it got more play over on the New Wave channels. I don't know. They formed in 76, briefly split between 86 and 92. In 81, they put out a Must Be Love single, originally from Camden Town in London, at Madness Official on Facebook and at Madness Band on Instagram. Let's get to that. Yeah, I'm picking a couple of these tracks from these classic bands that might not be the ska tracks that some people really prefer from them, but I still like them. So here goes, It Must Be Love from Madness.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy.
It Must Be Love. Yeah, I love Madness. Cool band. I like that track. Tried to throw in some tracks of some of these bands you might not expect. I hope you enjoyed this preview again, part one, previewing the bands playing the main venue, stage, whatever you want to call it. Not stage, because there's already a main stage, but the main venue of Punk Rock Bowling. We're going to do clubs next, so I'm glad you tuned in. Thank you for tuning in to this one. If you want to check out the club one, do that as well. We'll catch you on the next one.